Elta has gone to court to challenge the reappointment of Gugu Mkhize as the CEO of the insurance CETA, because how appointments are made matters. Public entities are governed by law for a reason. Transparency, proper oversight, and demonstrated competence are not optional and are the minimum requirements to protect public money and public trust. In this case, those standards were not met. The reappointment was pushed through while the INSITA board was not properly constituted. There was no appointed chairperson and not all the board members were in place. But despite this, a 5-year contract was approved under urgency directives from the minister that compressed or bypassed key governance steps. That is not how accountable institutions are meant to function. Performance also cannot be brushed aside. During Ms. Mkhize's previous term as the CEO, INSITA received 4 consecutive qualified audits. The Auditor General repeatedly flagged serious weaknesses in financial controls, compliance with the PFMA, record keeping, and internal governance. These are not isolated or technical issues. They point to sustained management failure, and these are responsibilities that rest squarely with the CEO. Despite this record, the Minister of Higher Education and Training, Mr. Buti Manamela, approved the reappointment. Elta believes this reflects expediency over competence and political protection over the public interest. The consequences go far beyond one institution. CETAs are funded through skills development levies paid by employers. Billions of rands flow into this system every year, yet outcomes continue to decline. Fewer certifications are delivered at a higher cost, and value for money keeps eroding. When governance fails at leadership level, the damage is carried by the workers, the employers, skills development providers, and young people looking for skills and opportunities. This case asks a broader question. Do the rules that govern public institutions still mean anything? Does poor performance carry consequences? And will competence ever take priority over cronyism? Elta is asking the court to set this appointment aside and to order a lawful, transparent process that complies with the law. Because when government fails at the top, the public pays the price.